Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in.
Pilipinas Mabuhay!
Pilipinas Mabuhay, welcome to your walk-in. Call-in Community Access Program. Servicing the wider Auckland communities and families. This is your Tita Miriam.
And Tito Oscar.
Here to give you bits and pieces of information essential to a happy and healthy living and updates on Philippine news and events and community activities. Listen every Saturday at 5:55 to 6:40 p.m. or anytime online at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word.
Pilipinas!
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we, baby? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice? Feel myself slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Nandito na naman po kami si Tito Oscar and Tita Miriam here on 104.6 Planet FM. Kumusta po kayong lahat dyan?
Hello, hello!
Yes, thank you to our faithful listeners and faithful followers here on Pilipinas Mabuhay. Be with us from now until 6:40 tonight as we share you some very inspirational reflections tonight. So, stay with us. Tita Miriam here and...
Tito Oscar, saying to you, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Mayong hapon din niya sa inyong tanan, mga akong mga mahal nga tagpaminaw sa atong programa, Pilipinas Mabuhay.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Welcome to Auckland. Ambassador, you're here. We're not able to meet you because we have prior engagement. Okay.
Yes, to His Excellency Ambassador Gary Domingo. Welcome to Auckland once again.
always kaming may DVD night. Always may pangbaon sa school. Always mainit ang pagkain. Always may tubig pangligo.
Always kasi nagpapadala si Daddy ng pera with Western Union. Western Union, walang palya ang padala.
Always ang saya.
Ikaw, sunan kaning atong pa-tugtog ka doon. Kuhaan ni siyang requested song sa ni Larry, ni Ray, ni April, ni John, o ni Steven.
Since 2007, the Cooperative Bank has helped raise over $40,000 for the Santo Niño Trust. And now, we've got an offer that can help raise even more. For every new loan you draw down, we'll make a generous donation to the Trust. We also have arranged a special banking offers for members of Santo Niño and their family and friends. To join or find out more, call Joyce at the Cooperative Bank Onehunga on 09-622-9060 or visit the Santo Niño website. The Cooperative Bank, working with Santo Niño to make a difference. Terms and conditions apply. For all lending products, the Cooperative Bank Limited lending and insurance criteria and fees apply.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. MP pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
Idikiti din sa itong mga katsila nga Pilipino nga musulti. Mga sambuang ginyo. Tita Miriam.
Yes, Tito Oscar.
Kami ay sayaw, Tita Miriam ay. Palingon, tagod ko.
Hi and hello to Eloise Gantuanco.
Yes.
I remember she was dancing this at some stage for us, just showing us the steps. Hi and hello there, Eloise.
Shout out to Brian and Anna Pusadas. Hello, Brian. Hello, Anna. Baba mo mga kaigsuunan sa kahanginan nga unsa na ang bulari? Bulari sa kinatsila, I will fly or fly.
Yes, Tito Oscar, fly with your dreams.
Yes. Dream and dream big and it will happen. Proud to be a Filipino. Oh, 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 oh. Josie Miharis. Day, ayo-ayo na din ha. Meron mo sayo na.
It will, Josie. Hi and hello to Erwin and Marilyn, Ole Lacar, to Jesse and Vina Valenzuela, Tito Oscar, to Annie and Grace Padaranga, to Eddie and Christine Rapiso. Both of them are enjoying their holidays overseas.
Romel.
Yes, to Romel and Verna. And of course, our dear Josie. Get well soon, Josie. And also birthday greetings to Cecil De Luta, Tito Oscar.
Oh.
Belated birthday greetings to Belinda Flores.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Find life to always be filled with stress? Does it seem like there is always something that happens which encompasses our entire attention and thus drain our positive energy? Our society grows more and more complex. Finding true peace becomes more like trying to find an oasis in the desert. My life is a busy one as well, said the author. As well as running a company and all of the stress and demands that comes within it, definitely takes its toll over time. Therefore, I wanted to take this opportunity to share with you some of the methods that I use in my life to find peace and disconnect from the daily routine. And the writer says, first, accept what it is. There is only so much we can affect. What we cannot change, what we cannot influence, no matter what, should not be a concern to us. This is what I notice with so many people, in that we focus and linger on things which we have no control over. Why worry about something that all the worrying in the world will not change? Why care what other people think of us when we are not even sure what it is they're actually thinking? Once you open the blinds to this fact and start accepting what is that you cannot change, you automatically relieve yourself of a mountain of stress and anxiety. It is like a huge weight has been lifted from your shoulders. Taking this path is following a road towards peace. And this is the first of 10 ways that our author has suggested in finding inner peace. A second way is to meditate. If you do not meditate yet, you are missing out on a very important activity that can change your life. Meditating for 20 minutes daily can have an enormous impact in all areas of your life. If you have a lot on your mind and you feel like your thoughts are driving you crazy, meditation can help you find peace. Simply close everything. Sit back, close your eyes, and clear your mind of every single thought. Focus on the emptiness. You will be surprised what a mere 20 minutes of meditation can do to turn things around for you. Then spend time in nature. We spend so much time confined in buildings of steel and concrete and bricks that we quickly forget where we come from. It is natural for us to be in nature, and this is why it feels so good and it is so peaceful when you take a walk in the park or bike on a trail in the forest. As I am typing this blog, the writer says, I am looking out my window to this gigantic tree in front of my house, watching its stillness with the wind blowing through its branches calmly. It is a sight that not only inspires me, but that I find peace within it. I have blogged before about how I enjoy biking, and one of the reasons is that it brings me closer to nature. It is something you just cannot experience in a car. If you feel overwhelmed, take a stroll outside where there are tons of trees and far from the city. Be there and just enjoy the sights, the sounds, and the peace. Next, learn the power of a smile. Whenever you are laughing or smiling, something interesting happens. Not only does something happen on a chemical level to make you feel better, but it also stops all stress and negativity from entering your psyche. A simple smile can make such a difference. For example, the other day, the writer mishandled a dish and it fell on the floor, breaking into pieces, creating a big mess. Now, he said, I could have been angry with myself for being clumsy and thinking, here's another reason why life sucks. books. But I did the opposite. I began to smile and kind of make fun of myself for not being able to hold on to that plate properly. As I cleaned up the mess, there was no bitterness or anger. As a matter of fact, I did it with a smile on my face. I did it with peace. So whenever you find yourself in a similar predicament, just think of the silver lining. And don't be shy to poke fun at yourself. You will quickly realize that peace finds its way much more easily to you when you smile. Another way to find peace is to think outwardly. What the author means by this is that most of the time we are so consumed with our own problems that we can no longer see the forest from the trees. Therefore, it happens to remind ourselves how big the world is. Take a moment and read up about some other countries, cultures, and the likes. Be aware that the world does not revolve around your problems. I find that when I hear about a tsunami or an earthquake killing hundreds of thousands of people on the other side of the world, my problems are not really problems. Looking beyond ourselves is very important in finding peace, and it leads me to try my next point, and which is to care about others. You will never find peace by being self-consumed and only worrying about your own needs and wants. When you begin to genuinely care about other people, so much goodness comes right out. This only helps into solidifying your inner peace. It can be people close to you or pure strangers, but any act of kindness and goodwill eases your way towards peace. When I help other people, I stop focusing on my so-called problems and realize that my life is not so bad after all, adds the writer. This rids my entire being of all the stress and feelings of overwhelm. There is a great peace and wisdom in thinking and caring about other people, which we are blind to when we are too deep within our own selfish ways. Another way of finding peace is to never lose hope. Hope is something we can never afford to lose. With hope, we always have a path towards peace. Whenever we get too stressed out and overwhelmed within our own life, we forget that hope. We forget that the sun always shines after a rainy day, and that this is merely a bump in the road. I find immense peace in just knowing deep within my heart that everything will be okay. With hope, I know that whatever is seemingly terrible is only temporary, and that soon enough, things will be just fine. This lists off all of that negativity from my entire being, and I feel better pretty much instantly. Another way of finding peace is to embrace your beliefs. I am a believer of Christ, a believer of Jesus. So whatever it is that you believe in, embrace it with the entire being. Be within your faith 100%. And peace will find its way into your heart. Now, we may all disagree on each other's beliefs, but one thing we must all agree on is that having a solid healthy faith is crucial in founding a proper conscience that helps into guiding us towards peace and wisdom. There is a reason why research has shown that people that are deeply devoted to their faith have a higher life expectancy and are less likely to have diseases, major diseases. This is because they experience more inner peace, which is important if you want to increase the quality of your life. Another way of finding peace is to keep learning. One thing that provides us with much less stress in life is the fact that we always worry about not having all the answers. Just accepting that you do not know everything and that you are open to always keep learning is a tremendous step to take towards achieving inner peace. I find great joy in learning all kinds of different things and just being aware that I am growing as a person each and every day provides me with great feelings of peace. Accept that life is one big journey of never-ending learning, and we will find ourselves closer to experiencing true peace within ourselves. And the last but not the least of the 10 ways of finding peace that our author has suggested to us is to live in the present moment. Yes, live in the present moment. Most of the time, what we worry about is relating to something either in the past or something that has not happened. Living in the present moment erases all such thoughts. So why worry about something in the past that we cannot ever change? Why worry about something that we are not even sure will happen or not? This is why, in the present moment, we find true inner peace. In the present moment, there are no problems and no concerns. There is one, only one stillness, and it is within that stillness that we can uncover peace. I used to be such a person that worried all the time, to the point where I had trouble sleeping, said the author. Once I learned to live in the present moment, I stopped thinking about the past and any potential future, and just worried about being ever present in each and every moment. My life is definitely more peaceful since then.
Hi. pari sa tanan. Wala'y tupong ang pagmahal na gihatag mo. Santo Niño, Santo Niño, Señor Santo Niño, o dagdag salamat sa kaayo mo. Dayon sa kanunay mo, simbahong ka ngayon. Santo Niño, Santo Niño,
to many crucial decision points in our lives. None is more important than this one. In the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verses 67 to 69, it says, "Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, 'Are you also going to leave?' Simon Peter replied, 'Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe and we know you are the Holy One of God.'" What do you do with Jesus? He has been pressing us to decide about Him. Most of the world will turn away from Him. Even though God's grace has prepared the way, the path is too narrow and the demands too difficult for most people. Most do not want to have to give up control. Most want a Messiah whom they can tame and manipulate and make into their servant. Jesus would be our King, not just prince or prophet, not just rabbi or ruler, but King. So will we turn away? Will we leave? No, for He is King. Only He has the words of life. So perhaps we can ask the Father God to sweep out of our heart any competing loyalty that would disrupt our wholehearted devotion to Jesus. We want to fully follow Him. Please help find life in His words. And personally, I do believe that finding what is important to us is a key to finding peace. Where do we go? To whom would we go? What is important to us? So let me share some thoughts on that after some words from our sponsor.
your travel requirement, call 027-570-1139, Philippine Trade and Tourism Center.
That's for Cebu tourism, Tito Oscar.
Yes. If you want to travel to Cebu on a pilgrimage tour, we can definitely assist you in that direction. And it would be quite reasonable in price, and you will be taken care of like a king and queen visiting your country. We'll visit the site of Señor Santo Niño, the famous cathedral, and we will go to San to Lapu-Lapu, to Mactan, to see the shrine of Lapu-Lapu. We will go to Simalang, one of the greatest wonders of the world. And we will go swim with the gentle giant, the Butanding, the whale shark in Oslo.
Among others.
Yes, there is a lot. And just keep in touch. Call us. Number is 027-570-1139. That's the Cebu Pilgrimage Tours, Philippine Trade and Tourism.
And look for Tito Oscar.
Yes.
Sorry for that break for our sponsors. We have some technical difficulties here, so we couldn't play them around that time. And to continue with our thoughts, personally, I believe that finding out what is important to us is one of the keys to finding peace. So let me share with you a popular article that many or some of us may have already come across in the past. It's entitled The Mayonnaise Jar and the Two Cups of Coffee. When things in our life seem almost too much to handle, when 24 hours in a day are not enough, remember the mayonnaise jar and the two cups of coffee. A professor stood before his philosophy class and had some items in front of him. When the class began, he wordlessly picked up a very large and empty mayonnaise jar and proceeded to fill it with golf balls. He then asked the students if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor then picked up a box of pebbles and poured them into a jar. He shook the jar lightly. The pebbles rolled into the open areas between the golf balls. He then asked the students again if the jar was full. They agreed that it was. The professor next picked up a box of sand and poured it into the jar. Of course, the sand filled up everything else. He asked once more if the jar was full. The students responded with a unanimous yes. The professor then produced two cups of coffee from under the table and poured the entire contents into the jar, effectively filling the empty space between the sand, and the students laughed. "Now," said the professor, "I want you to recognize that this jar represents our life. The golf balls are the important things, like God, your family, your children, your health, your friends, and your favorite passions, and everything else was lost, and only they remained. Your life would still be full if everything was lost. The pebbles are the other things that matter, like your job, your house, and your car. The sand is everything else, like the small stuff in our life. If you put the sand into the jar first, or the small stuff into our life," he continued, "there is no room for the pebbles or the golf balls. The same goes for life. If you spend all your time and energy on the small stuff, you will never have room for the things that are important to you. So pay attention, the professor said, to the things that are critical to your happiness. Play with your children. If you're a family man or family woman, take time to get medical checkups. Take your spouse out to dinner. Play another 18. There will always be time to clean the house and fix the disposal. Take care of the golf balls first, the things that really matter to you, to your life, to your family. Set your priorities. The rest is just sand. One of the students raised her hand and inquired what the coffee represented. The professor smiled. I'm glad you asked that. It just goes to show how you that no matter how full your life may seem, there will always be room for a couple of cups of coffee with a friend. So, determine what is important in your life. It will be a key to finding peace. And so, Tito Oscar, I think we're nearly towards the end of our program for tonight. And we just hope that our listeners enjoyed what we shared with them over the duration, over the time of our program, Tito Oscar. And we'd like to remind you that if you would like to listen more or perhaps rewind and find those parts that you have missed out, you can go to www.talitaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. So you can download the program straight after our show. The website again is www.planetaudio.org.nz/Pilipinas Mabuhay, all one word. So, towards the end of our program, we'd like to say take care of yourselves. We will keep you in our thoughts, in our prayers. Keep warm. It's starting to get cold. Keep well, because being cold is when all those bugs will start coming in. So this is once again your Tita Miriam and Tito Oscar promising our love and prayers to you, assuring you of our love and prayers. Sorry, Tito Oscar. So once again, Tita Miriam here.
And Tito Oscar, salamat sa inyong pagpaminaw sa among programa Pilipinas Mabuhay din sa 104.6 Planet FM. Sa sunod na Sabado, kita-kita ta, maminaw sa atong programa, ang inyong favorite nga programa dinhing sa 104.6 Planet FM, Pilipinas Mabuhay. Mga kaigsuunan ko sa kahinginan, maing hapon o maing gabi. Tita Miriam?
And yes, Tito Oscar, hanggang sa sunod Sabado na naman, ito si Tita Miriam on 104.6 Planet FM, bidding you goodbye for now. See you next week here on this radio program from 5:55 to 6:40 p.m.
Okay, and this is your Tito Oscar saying to you, Pilipinas mabuhay! Proud to be a Filipino. Ang galing lang Pinoy. Anyway, sometimes magpapadlungon.